on the map. WGN Radio gives insight and explores unique exotic vacation destinations all over the world. On the map, from Miami to Santorini. Plan your next adventure on the map. Here's Dave Plyer.
Happy Friday to all of you, and welcome to On the Map. Tonight, we're celebrating Chicago's 111th Christmas tree lighting and the official opening of the ice rink, restaurants, and more in Millennium Park. This upcoming Thanksgiving week, AAA projects 79.9 million travelers will head 50 miles or more from home over the Thanksgiving holiday period, and that's an increase of 1.7 million from last year. It's going to be very busy traveling Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. And what does that weather look like around the country? Chief Meteorologist Demetrius Ivory has that answer. Demetrius, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you doing?
I am good. You are not traveling.
No.
Over Thanksgiving. Nope, not doing it.
No mas.
Think about what if next Wednesday, what happened yesterday, yesterday happened, or 2 days ago happened. Next Wednesday, it would have been a disaster.
A disaster. And we've had that, obviously, for a number of Thanksgiving holidays. This is why I don't go. My family is from Cleveland, Ohio. So to get there from here, you know, I got to take 80 and go east. And all I can describe it as bumper to bumper.
Yeah.
Everybody going as fast as they can, which can be as slow as 45 miles per hour, but you can't see three car lengths in front of you. It is just, it is the epitome of white knuckle travel. If you're traveling south, on the southern side of Lake Michigan, it can be almost white out the entire trip. So I've just stopped doing it.
Yeah, you know what? I will say that I usually go downstate, so it's not so bad. I usually go Thanksgiving. So I'm in for Surratt, Bob Surratt, till 10 a.m. I go do a turkey trot in my neighborhood. Halfway through, there's a Bloody Mary bar. Then I hop in my car safely, just have one Bloody Mary, and then head downstate to play football. So by the time it's dinner time, Dave, Dad, whatever, is ready to take a nap for sure.
Oh, wait a minute. Your bones still allow you to play a turkey bowl football game?
Yes.
You got your insurance copays all caught up?
it was a couple of years ago I tore my meniscus, which was horrible.
Exactly.
So I'm going to do it until my body really tells me no. Because all these other kids are, they're my nephews and a couple nieces. They're like in their early 20s. And, it's not... And then there's little kids that play too, so they have to play a little.
Well, and there's nothing spectacular about when no one's around you, but you still fall down without being tackled or even getting the ball, but you just fall down because, your bones just can't take it anymore.
You're not wrong. You're absolutely not wrong. And, and by that point, though, you're so sore. You can't show anybody that, but you're so sore. And then you pop open. We do a couple Bourbon County Stouts, which is released on Black Friday. We get a couple of those. And then there's a turkey that's grilled, fried, and baked. And and really by the end, you're just, I'm full of bruises. I've had a couple drinks in me. I'm done.
Yes, done. I mean, what I love about Thanksgiving is we blame it on the turkey, but that falling asleep at 5 p.m. thing might not just be the turkey. I mean, we all just pass out there.
Well, I used to just look at my dad or my grandparents and be like, this guy sleeping over there. I'm like, I'm going to go find a place in the house that nobody can judge me. Nobody will know where I'm at.
Oh, it's tryptophan.
Sure it is. But, you make it a smart plan. Like, mine's 2.5 hours down south, so it's not bad. Thanksgiving Day usually is really easy travel. If you're traveling anywhere over 3 hours,
yes,
that is going to be a disaster. But what does the weather look like next week and Thanksgiving Day itself?
So here's what we're expecting. There's going to be a system that's going to track just south of us, and Wednesday is actually the really big travel day.
That's true.
The good news for us is it is going to bring precipitation, but it's going to be in the form of rain. So good news for us, we'll be in the 40s, right around 50 in some areas. It's going to be rain that'll come our way. So we're expecting showers there. So if for folks who are traveling by road, and I usually tailor my forecast to people who are traveling by road, because if you're flying, you can fly anywhere, right? And especially delays, it's really hard as a meteorologist to track weather delays. Because you have a system or a storm. Remember the Southwest Airline thing a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
We saw that storm a week in advance, and it still stranded people when it finally got here. And it was just like, well, how's this happen when we knew it was going to come? When Southwest should have known it was going to come too. So, you know, airports have this thing where they're trying to move planes and where your plane goes earlier and things like that. But if you're traveling by road, I don't think we're going to have many hazards. If you're going north and say, you know, Northwoods or portions of Minnesota, then you're going to come across snow, which you'd expect, you know, that if you live there, mm-hmm. if you're from there, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I think south and southwest and east, anywhere by road right now, it looks like you're okay.
Okay. And I would also say that it looks like there might be some snow end of next week. Yes?
Well, how about this? Uh-huh. We have a big weather, a change in weather pattern that looks like it's going to come our way beginning, you know, right after Thanksgiving. I mean, we're talking just kind of a polar regime here where we're talking high temperatures in the 30s, lows down into the 20s overnight. I mean, you know, for Black Friday, we're going 32 for a high temperature.
Yeah.
A high of 32. We got 32 yesterday. That was our first time dropping to 32 since last spring.
Yeah.
You know, so so we got that as a high. So, yes, there will be snow beginning, I believe, probably maybe Thanksgiving night, but certainly into Black Friday. We'll have snow producing numbers. Right now, it doesn't like we'll have a lot of moisture out there, so we're not expecting a lot of snow. But you should expect winter weather to begin the month of December, for sure.
Gotcha. Very cool. Demetrius Ivory, catch him tonight and every weeknight on WGN-TV. Thanks, pal, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
All I can say is make the doctor's appointment now.
Because, ice packs, some Advil.
Because you're going to be in there, and it's hard. It's hard on Thanksgiving. You got all the burns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They need a man in there who just didn't know his Achilles could pop.
Always helpful. I know. Always helpful.